Blog Talk Radio.
He promised me he will
deliver.
He promised me he will
deliver.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. It is Monday, August the 29th, 2022. The month has really flown by, and I hope that every day of August has been a blessed one for you. We'll soon be embarking on September. Whew, how time flies. Amen, amen. Heavenly Father, before I get into the word, let your peace be with us always. Let us walk in your word and let us tell others of the good word. Lord, I pray for everyone that are sick and shut in. Let God heal you, touch you, and bring you to tell others about your goodness in him. Lord, I give you honor and glory in Christ Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Today's encouragement is resting place, coming from Psalms 132, chapter 132, verses 13 through 14. And it reads from the Easy Read Bible. It says, "For the Lord has chosen Zion. He has desired it for his dwelling place. This is my resting place forever. Here I will dwell, for I have desired it." Psalms 132, verses 13 through 14. Resting place. In Hebrew, it can be translated back to many words, such as peace, ease, and sanctuary. And that is something every woman or man wants, a place to call his or her own that is comforting and safe. From the beginning of time, God has seen that in all his people, even when they don't. While that place of ease may not be accessible for you in the physical sense at times, you can always find a resting place in God, because Jesus Christ chose a dwelling place in you. The verse above paints a beautiful picture. The Lord has chosen you. He wants to live in you and alongside you. He calls you peace. He calls you sanctuary. Because Jesus, who is the very definition of those words, resides in you. C.S. Lewis wrote about God building his children. "You thought you were being made into a decent little cottage, but he is building a palace. He intends to come and live in it himself." Those are words of my encouragement for today, and may God bless you. Lord, thank you for constantly constructing me into the daughter you intended me to be, daughter or son you intended me to be, for loving us so much that you chose to be a part of us and our life every single day. I count it my joy to never have to be apart from you. Amen. Amen. Have a wonderful day. It's Monday, beginning of a new week. God bless you. And may you keep God with you the rest of the week. And tell someone about the good word. and let no evil or anything shall be before you. Rebuke it and keep moving. Amen. Amen. I'm Sister Faye. God bless you and have a wonderful Monday. God bless you. I have another word of encouragement on Wednesday. God bless you.